Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
I have some magnificent news, which I'm going to get to in a second, but this may be the funniest thing, probably not meant to be funny, but this is why we have disdain for political leaders. This is why a lot of folks don't vote. This is why folks can't stand most politicians. They're just so ignorant. And all the ho dogs now in D.C. getting busted for being ho dogs, it's fine, the day of reckoning. But this has been this way for 60 years. And anyone that doesn't believe that they're not a bunch of horny old guys is high. I've been down there, man. It's gross. Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a weird world, man, of power and money and people trying to get a leg up. And as you know, several senators, congressmen under fire, several resigned. But let me get to my point, which is actually hysterical. So Lauren Boebert, she's from Colorado. You may remember when she was in a whole bunch of trouble because she was in a movie theater. She bragged about having these big breast implants. And then she goes into a movie theater and she's making out with some dude during a movie. And so it got all this attention. And she's always very political. She's a big time Trumper. It's just the whole thing is hysterical. And she makes comments about her sexuality all the time and flaunts her body and her looks and all the time. Why am I telling you this? In the midst of all these sex scandals in Washington right now and all these horny old guys, she walks up to a microphone yesterday with 8,000 reporters there and cameras and says this. Listen.
Go to church. Find Jesus. Why is everybody so horny here?
Well... One more time, please.
Go to church. Find Jesus. Why is everybody so horny here?
See? Is that as good as it gets? Why is everybody so horny here? No idea, ma'am. None at all. Meantime, to the magnificent news. One of my boy, both, two of my closest friends actually on the phone. Pastor Hogan, how are you, brother?
I am wonderful, brother. Thank you.
Why is everybody so horny here?
Bobert, what a trip.
She needs Jesus, man. Man, this is why people don't like...
One of my best friends...
Go ahead.
One of my best friends was the chaplain at the White House for some of the Trump years and some of the Biden years.
Yeah.
And he's a very discreet guy, but he said, man, this place is not a cool place. He said, there are stories I could tell. I never will, but this ain't a great place.
No.
In D.C.
It's grimy, man. So let's talk about what just happened here, which had me in tears, quite frankly, this morning. So you had big problems with your roof, a lot of damage, and then you got sideways with the Jagoff insurance company who dropped you, in a nutshell, right?
Yeah. Like our agent has always been wonderful, but the underwriters at corporate dropped us.
Right. And then Nasseri, who I love, NASCO folks, came out and gave you an estimate on the damage and an $8,000 estimate. Then Jerry knocked $2,000 off and said $6,000 to fix your roof, right?
Yeah, Jerry's great.
Love him. So we screwed up the GoFundMe post, so we didn't get to put it up till this morning. And this the word gets out. And then I get this text this morning, really early, from Jerry Nasseri. And the text says that Bob Garvin, and now I see the check. Bob Garvin, did you know Bob Garvin before yesterday, sir?
Me, no.
No, not at all, right?
No, not at all.
And then what happens in the last 12 hours? What did this man do for you, which is insanely cool?
Well, he has a background in the insurance industry, and so he reached out to the insurance company to ask them to not drop us, to consider our appeal, and to understand the laws on the books about taking somebody's money.
Pastor, you there? Someone calling our show bumped him off? I have no one booked. We got to call him. Have him call us. Have him call him. Pastor Hogan, you there? No. Okay. Pastor, you there? Oh. All right. But we do have Bob Garvin. This is kind of a convoluted mess now, but that's what happens with technical stuff from time to time. Who cares? So Hogan had this major roof problem, and he's a pastor, and they don't have 2 cents, but he's a massive heart. He's an unbelievably kind. It's amazing the lives that he has saved in his church in the Rocks. Bob Garvin is one of my boys, one of the hardest working, most intelligent, assertive cops, private investigators I've ever met in my life. He's like a dog without a bone. And in the middle of this fight to get granny cams in nursing homes around the state, yesterday Garvin asked me for Jerry Nasseri's number, didn't you, Bob?
Yes, sir.
And what did you do, Bob? Because now I'm looking at a check, which is unbelievable.
Well, actually, I really didn't do anything. I just facilitated everything. And my background is insurance fraud. And my real critique is medical fraud, as you well know. And I listened to what he told you, and I contacted some people, different people inside the agencies, of which way to give them direction. And then I talked to Jerry, and you had the GoFundMe site set up. So we were able to get Jerry's work going here, which he's doing below cost. So we still need to know the GoFundMe site to just let him even get break even on this.
And stop it. Stop being so damn humble. You wrote a damn check for $6,000, my man. Come on. You're unbelievable.
Come in. Alone. We're gonna get that money back.
Come in here. Let me hug you.
Now, after the why there's all this sex and horny going on, I'm still a little taken back, everybody. I'm sorry.
You're unbelievable. I don't know if I've ever met a man like Patrick. He's extraordinary, isn't he?
He is amazing.
He's done this before. You've done this before.
Sure has.
And it's not like you're Mark Cuban. No disrespect to retired cops, but why you do things like this, my man? Write a $6,000 check. I love you, man. You had me in tears at 5 o'clock this morning. But what is it about you, Bob, that wants to make a difference like this?
I've got skills and talents in a very specialty area, and it's to help people, especially good people that bad things happen to.
You're amazing.
And I think Pastor Hogan fits that bill. That's all there is to it.
Pastor, come on, man.
Get the money back. Don't
Pastor,
worry.
Pastor. This is kind of cool, isn't it? I mean, my man just wrote, I see the check
it's
right
amazing.
Here. He's playing dumb because he's Bob, so humble, but my man wrote a $6,000 check.
Yeah, Bob, we're beyond grateful, man. Thank you so much.
No, it's like I told you, get me in that Golden Gate on the last day and we'll call it even.
If they let me in, you can ride on my back, man.
Well, but Pastor, guys like him, though, they're special, are they not? They think about others. They're selfless, right?
It's the best of people. Just,
yeah.
just that there are so many people who would never consider helping somebody else out. And then you get guys like Bob that just make all of us smile, because we all want to be like that, but people have different levels of capacity to help. And some people, you know, they think, wow, that's lovely, but I would never, you know, take anything away from my own 401k or whatever else. But it's so self-sacrificial, and it's amazing.
And Bob is right. So he'll get a bunch of lawyers to go after the insurance company to try to get the money. But in the meantime, Bob fronting all the money for the roof. And I love you, Bob. If you were here, man, that's why he wouldn't come in today, Patrick. He was afraid I'd try and kiss him.
Well, the most important thing here is, you know, he needs his coverage. He needs to protect his family. And we're going to do it backwards the way the system works. We're going to take care of the victim first. Then we're going to go after the bad guys.
I love you. That's all I got. You're one of the greatest men I've ever known. And I'm so blessed to have you as a friend. And the way you think is the way I think. And when you make a difference, my man, you do it very low key. I had no interest in being part of this. I kind of conned him into coming on today about another subject, but I really want to just tell you, you're a great man, Bob. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk about why everybody was so horny. That's why I think that. I think I remember something about that somewhere. I don't remember.
Oh, why everybody? Play that one more time, please. Please. This is the greatest soundbite I've ever heard.
Yeah, go to church. Find Jesus. Like, I mean, why is everybody so horny here?
Now that's an investigation. We're right back, folks. Why is everybody so horny here? Wow. From the Pete.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
That's cool, man. That's actually why we're here. Honestly, why we exist. Bob Garvin is a courageous man. You have no idea what he does behind the scenes to try and make a difference. He's a hell of a man. And he fights physical issues. He's had multiple surgeries. His wife is struggling physically. And to be blunt, he's not wealthy. He's a retired cop. And my man writes a check for $6,000 and says, we'll be fine. To cover a roof for a pastor. That's why we're here, man. It's actually magnificent. We find the greatness in people on this show on a daily basis. I mean honestly, every single day somebody does something to help someone, and I'm always amazed by it. One of my friends had a stairlift in his house. He's a really cool guy. He's a dentist, Bruce Parker. His sister was in his living with him, and she passed. And the stairlift's like $8,000, and she barely used it. And he sends me a text, before I donate this, do you want it? And then my man Carl, we'll go take it from the house and we will put it in someone's home that needs a stair lift. I see this stuff all the time. We live in a really harsh world. Like the crap in D.C., it's laughable, these morons. These idiotic, primeval, knuckle-dragging, egomaniacal, narcissistic senators and congressmen. And I mean all that in the nicest way. They live in this world. Cue up that Kennedy stuff. This congressman who's amazing. I love him. And he's one of my favorite leaders because he's charming. He's old school. And this is kind of adjacent to that comment by the why is everybody here so horny? And you're going to hear what he says about this tacky, sleazy, smarmy, Swallowwell guy, which is that scumbag that's running, was running for governor of California, was a congressman. This guy is from Louisiana, probably my favorite politician in America right now. You know what I'm saying, Patrick? He always has something like quippy. He's very charming, quick-witted, right?
Oh, yeah. He's always got some sort of James Carville-like phrase. Yes. That's what he reminds me of.
And he can be pretty nasty, too.
Oh, he can be very pointed with his criticism.
And he's very powerful. And he had this to say about that moron Swallowwell, I call him. Listen to this.
I don't know whether I ought to do this, but I'm going to do it. I don't hate anybody. I've said that before standing here. I don't. I do not. When I pray, I pray. God, don't let me hate, because it is hard up here. It's not worth it. But if I had a short list of people that I would consider hating, Congressman Eric Swalwell would be on it. He has undermined the confidence of the American people in this body. Here's my impression of Congressman Eric Swalwell eating an ice cream cone.
Sticks the cone in the center of his forehead.
You know why I do that? Life is hard, but it's harder when you're stupid. And if you're going to be stupid, by God, you better be tough. This is no country for creepy old men. And Congressman Swalwell, he about to find that out. Karma may be slow, but it's almost always on time. I yield to my senator, my friend, Senator Kelly.
John Kennedy. People get confused by his name. He's not one of those Kennedys. He's a senator. Man, that was beautiful. Trevin, my man nailed it, right? That's like what we call a home run. Is it not?
I would say so, yes.
Patrick, just boom.
Out of the park.
I saw this last night, gave me chills. Right? Because it's grimy and smarmy and sleazy and that, if you've ever been down there and walked around and seen the grime and the men that I know that serve, and Guy Reschenthaler stands out as the most significant, they hate it. Guy has said on this show that the highlight of his week is when he sees the Capitol in his rearview mirror as he drives away. But I commend John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, not the state, not the rep, congressman. He's amazing. He'll take on anyone. And you know what he does, man? He does the right thing. And what he did was beautiful stuff.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, go to church. Find Jesus. Like, I mean, why is everybody so horny here?
Exactly. Exactly. One more time. We're going to play this all day. This is the line of the day. Listen.
Yeah, go to church. Find Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, why is everybody so horny here?
Yeah. That's Congresswoman Boebert from Colorado. The irony of her is, a couple years ago, she was bragging about having new breast implants. This is a true story. And then she goes into this movie theater with some guy, and it's all on, was it surveillance or cell phone? I don't remember.
I think it was cell phone cameras.
And she's making out with the guy in the movie theater, so much so that they escorted her out, the congresswoman, did they not?
People complained. They escorted her in. I believe it was a children's movie, if I recall.
Yeah. And as she was leaving, here's what she said. Listen to what she said as she's leaving the theater.
Yeah, go to church. Find Jesus. Like, I mean, why is everybody so horny here?
I don't know. I love that woman. Why is everybody so horny here? I don't know. Play it one more time for America's Greatest Plumber, Kim.
Yeah, go to church. Find Jesus. Like, I mean, why is everybody so horny here?
Oh, we elect these people. And they have power. She represents a million plus people. Honestly. She was making out with this dude in the movie theater. It was all on tape. So much so, it was a kid's movie, that they made her leave. And then there's this. I got my man Mike on hold for this. Listen to this. This is Pittsburgh last night. This is classic Pittsburgh.
511 South intersection up on Boulevard at South Fairmount for a multiple vehicle accident. Another complaint to see. Calls reporting a number of drivers are out yelling at each other, chasing each other up on Boulevard.
One more time. So there's an accident. As my man posted it, and this had me crying, on Bloomfield Bomb Boulevard, which is, by the way, right where I grew up, multiple callers reported a multi-vehicle crash. Listen to this. This is verbatim. There is reportedly a big WWE AEW-style street fight going on between the drivers. That is friggin' classic. Wow. Only in Pittsburgh. Mr. Mike, Pittsburgh scanner.
Pittsburgh, Marty.
Wow. So this was like a brawl, right?
The police got there. It was like an all-out brawl.
So these
means two things, Marty.
Huh?
Which means one, it's WrestleMania weekend, and two, the Penguins play the Flyers on Saturday.
So this
eight
is
o'clock.
This
We're
is
ready.
In prep to that.
This is pregame, Mr. Marty. It's going to be fun. Oh, boy.
Is what they were heard screaming to each other at the accident scene. Listen.
Yeah, go to church. Find Jesus. Like, I mean, why is everybody so horny here?
Mike, do you know why?
The Berg thing.
So, they have an accident, and all the people in the cars were chasing each other up and down the street in Bomb Boulevard and beating on each other. Yeah? Right?
Yes.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Did they arrest anyone? Do you know?
Unlikely, no. I really tuned that one out afterwards. It was just too good. I was like, whatever happens, happens at this point.
Oh. And you think it's in prep to the big wrestling this weekend?
Hey, it's a theory. So,
Mike Fisher, my man.
Actually, could argue.
I love
good
you, brother.
To be here. Thank
Thanks,
you.
My man. People are nuts. This goes back to my point about the fight on Route 28, does it not? Which we had well over a million people saw this video from the fight on Route 28. Which, by the way, the state police are still investigating. Remember the video we posted? The guys were going at each other in their cars, road rage stuff. And they get out, and the one guy beats the hell out of the other. But the other guy had all this booze in his car, and he threatened to kill him. It just kind of underlines that. That was Bomb Boulevard. What time was that? It was 7 o'clock at night. They had a multi-vehicle accident, and all the people in the cars were chasing each other up and down the street, beating on each other. What are we doing here? By the way, as I have said before, luckily no one had a gun. But if I were you folks, and I get into an altercation, I would walk away. At all costs. It sounds funny because it was a big brawl until someone gets shot and killed. And there are so many, Patrick's showing the video right now, the fight on 28. There are so many angry people in cars. If someone is in my proximity and they're aggressive driving, I pull over. Check this out. I was driving through the Liberty Tubes with my son. As I got out of the tunnel, I changed lanes. Guy came at me fast, gave me the finger, and sped by. I get to work, and the guy sends me this nasty, horrible note on social media that he hates me, and who do I think I am, changing lanes, and I'm not special. And I'm an A blank. My point is just, if you're out there driving, remember, there are a lot of angry folks, and a lot of those angry folks have guns and no training and no common sense. All right? Listen to this video.
Hey, Daddy. What is it?
That's the little boy. By the way, that's the most common sense we've heard all week on this stuff. The father who was taping the road rage incident that was sent to me on 28, he had a five-year-old boy in the car, and the boy said, Dad, just drive. My man knows what he's talking about. When we come back, we're going to talk about this viral video with this Pittsburgh cop who looks like he's punching someone. We've got to talk about what's happening with that. They say it went viral. Well, this one certainly has in several different channels. A video taken by a bystander in Homewood a couple nights ago showed a couple under arrest. Okay? And it showed the woman struggling with officers and a lot of feedback. There's a modicum of sound on the tape. I want you folks to listen to what, then we'll get into what's happening with this investigation.
Hey, somebody call state police, bro. Call state police right now. Call the state police.
That's her husband.
Please. She know me. Y'all know me. I can't. Y'all ain't
Okay, that's fine. So, couple things. The sticking point in this video, and Patrick did a magnificent job editing it so that you can see the officer punches her while she's handcuffed. And that's the kind of the issue that's really being looked at here. There are several things that will be looked at. First of all, the woman and her husband were arrested. She's charged with aggravated assault, tampering with evidence, resisting arrest, evading arrest, possession of drug paraphernalia, and disorderly conduct. Her husband says she's ill, severely autistic, and needs help, is what he said. And he wants her out of jail. And you can hear him saying they punched her in the face. You can hear the husband saying that. I reached out to the police department. No official comment other than they are investigating. They are bringing in a state police use of force expert to determine appropriate use of force. There has been a lot of feedback from the community suggesting that the officer should be fired, charged. These are folks in the community who believe this is a use of force investigation that needs to happen right away. There also have been folks coming at me suggesting they hope I pursue this with the same aggressiveness that I pursue everything else we do, and we will. We posted it. Several hundred thousand people have looked at it, and I would imagine through the marketplace a million. And everybody has their opinion, and I'm no expert. I sent it to a couple of use of force experts, and I will read what they had to say. Okay? I'm also told that the body cam, on that tape, you can also hear the cop saying, quit biting me. She's trying to bite him. She spits on him. And she tries to kick him. Okay? She grabs onto his leg. It got ugly. Here's one of the comments from a federal investigator. There are limited circumstances to strike someone who's in cuffs, handcuffs. This is not one of them. She's in cuffs and passively resisting at best. You can't permissibly strike her, okay? These are opinions from men who have done these sorts of investigations. I am not an expert in this stuff. I just don't know. Here's another one I wanted to get to. Again, several agencies looking at this. It shows you, by the way, the power of social media and cell phones and how it's changed the game, to be perfectly honest. I want to get to this other comment from, here we go. Here we go. Spitting is assault if she spit on him, but they'd have to prove that. But it looks bad. She's handcuffed behind her back. He strikes her in the face. Why? It does not look good. However, I cannot see enough to determine if she was doing something to the officer that he needed to stop her immediately. The body cam video will be nice to see as well, which is, by the way, part of the investigation. And he finishes by saying, let's see what the investigation determines. Let's see. Opinions are divided based on where folks live and how they feel about cops. I am not picking a side here because I don't know, and I wasn't there, and I don't know the minutia of the incident nor the specifics of the law. But we will stay on top of it, and we will tell you what we know as soon as we know it. And we posted it. 300,000-400,000 people have already seen it. And all of you have opinions, and many of them are ignorant. But the video does show a cop hitting her in the face. It shows that. I do not know what the body cam shows. This could take a while. I do not know the status of the officer who hit her, but I will find out here in the next hour or so. Again, I promise you, we will aggressively pursue the facts of this case and the video that has gone viral. Well over a million people have watched it, and everybody has their opinion. We're going to wait for the truth to come out.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.